Good morning. Oh, we got one more coming up. All right, good to see everybody. Who can tell me what was the big holiday yesterday? The 4th of July. What happens on the 4th of July? Fireworks for sure. What else? Is that, you were saying fireworks? Did anybody eat any food? They ate no food. These children are starving to death. You guys, you had hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill, did you not? Yeah, I think so. Ribs? No? What did you? You had soup. Okay, that worked. I was worried for a minute. Now, I want to talk about the 4th of July for a minute. 250 years ago, people gathered in the city of Philadelphia, and they wrote a document. I have it in this little book here. They wrote a document called the Declaration of Independence, and that makes that the birthday of the United States. Now, here's something I want to know. When they were meeting to write this document, this is very important, they began every day with prayer. Did you know that? The founders of our nation thought, we're working on something really important here. We want to ask God for his help every single day. And they prayed, and then they met, and they talked about the things that made us the country that we are. Now, here's something I want us to know. When they wrote the Declaration of Independence, they prayed every day. But 11 years later, they wrote another document in here called the Constitution. And you know what they forgot to do? They forgot to pray. They got busy, and they were fighting about stuff. And so they met once again back in Philadelphia. And they could not come to an agreement. And they spent many days arguing and going back. And eventually, one of the founding fathers said, I was here 11 years ago when we wrote the Declaration, and we started those meetings with prayer. If this is important, what should we do? We should ask God to help guide us. That's true for us, isn't it? That when we have important things to work on, that we should be praying and saying, God, please give me your wisdom and direct what we're going to do. So guess what they did? Somebody said we should say prayer every day, and they then prayed every day, and the Constitution came together. Now, here's a fun thing. I don't know how many adults know this. Does anyone know what is the name of the man who said we need to start our meetings with prayer? It is Benjamin Franklin. That is a good name, you know, right? Did you know that? Benjamin Franklin. And people talk about the founders and what they thought about this or that. But I think it's kind of cool to know that the men that wrote the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of our country thought that if we're going to do stuff like this, we should ask God to direct us. So we should do that as well, right? Here we are in church. We pray to God. We hear his word. And even at home, every day we pray and ask God to watch over us and guide us with his wisdom. Does that make sense? All righty. Thanks for coming up, guys. You can head back to your spot. And congregation, we sing the hymn of the day.